All right.
Bye. Well, you know, this whole thing about the thug guys is kind of interesting because we, as women, I think, you know, you want to feel, especially if you grew up without a father, you do want to feel that you have somebody in your world that's going to protect you from harm. Now, guys, you know, the little corny dudes, I call them the little nerdy dudes, get upset because they're like, you know, that's like saying that, you know, I can't protect my woman, you know. Well, there's something about you that's not ringing that bell in her. I don't know, maybe you need to hit the gym and, you know, muscle up, you know, grow a beard so you look more masculine. You know, I don't know. I can't give an answer that's going to fit every single male who has that problem in the world. You know what I mean? I'm just going to throw out a few ideas. But usually it has something to do with how you present yourself. Like you don't, maybe your self-esteem is not as high as it should be. You're doubting yourself. Your confidence is kind of shaky when it comes to dealing with women. That's a common one. Or you're not really that, you know, attractive. You don't really believe in your attractiveness to women. Well, go down to Macy's. They have those dress people that help dress you, and Nordstrom and, you know, Bloomingdale's and stuff, and get you some clothes. You know, do something with yourself. Get your hair done a different way. Do, you know, get your wig tightened up and, you know, modernize your look. Figure out what you need to do to look more attractive to women and then do it. That's it. It's as simple as that. You don't have to sit there with your lips stuck out, ragging on the dudes that are getting the women that you want. Do something to up your score on the dating scale, and then you will get those women. But if you're sitting there looking all like the Pillsbury Doughboy and stuff, you know, acne covered and looking, wearing some clothes you had since the eighth grade, well, you're probably not going to get a woman, and that's pretty much it. So like the caller said, a lot of dating is attraction. It's based on what you look like. Sorry, but that's it. That is the first thing that everyone sees, what you look like. If you make it past that screening, then they get to talk to you. If they like what you say, then you go to the next level, the next level, the next level. So you got to make the initial cut, though. And if you're looking all toe up and raggedy, then, you know, you're going to only have to be stuck with toe up and raggedy folks that are like you. And that's just the way that it is. So if you're a little corny dude and you want to get, you know, one of these hot babes, you got to get yourself together to be attractive to them. So that means usually, you know, you got to do something with your body. You got to be ripped, you know, do some P90X or something and cut yourself up. Lose some of that covering of fat. Stop eating donuts and, you know, KFC and all this stuff. And, you know, eat some food that makes some sense. Treat your body like it's the temple that it is. And look at how you interact with women over the course of the next few weeks. You know, I'm only on every other week, but you can, you know, we'll be dealing with some of these issues. And those of you who are parents, you know, if you have sons, I don't know how you record these things, but, you know, maybe make notes for them and give them some ideas for how they can modify their look and become more attractive to women. Because I'm sure you're tired of them being lonely. There's a lot of single young women out there that are looking for nice guys to date. They want to meet you. But you've got to present yourself in a way that's going to catch their eye. Just like in the animal kingdom, the animals with the male lions are the ones with the manes. The male peacocks are the ones with the feathers, the bright colors. So you've got to present yourself in a way that's going to be eye-catching and make you stand out to the opposite sex. And that, unfortunately, the thug types of dudes tend to do that with the way that they dress, the way that they walk, the ease with which they interact with women, the way that they're so witty and funny. They always have something, you know, to make a woman laugh. They have something to say to her. So they're very engaging. They're charming. And so it's the kind of thing that, you know, you guys just need to do a little better with your social skills. And I'm going to help you do that over the next few weeks. But like I said, we're going to start next time I'm here. We're going to talk about emotional abuse. I think that is the number one type of abuse that occurs in relationships and even in our social interactions. It happens a lot with the snarky comments that a lot of men think are okay to make to women because of the messages that males get in Black culture that males are superior, that women are supposed to be submissive, that men are more important than women. So, you know, I'm going to blow that mess all out the water. But I think, you know, there's a lot of things for us to talk about, a lot of very educational subject matter to cover and address. My goal is going to be to make, like I said, relationships better, to create better vehicles of communication between men and women. And I will do everything I can to facilitate that. If you have any questions until you see me again, feel free to visit me on my website. It's survivingdating.com. There is, I have the ability there to interact with you in real time. It's a little thing that says Meebo, M-E-E-B-O, chat. And you can, if I'm online, it'll show you that I'm online and you can, you know, interact with me right there on the website. Or you can feel free to send me a message either through here. It's innerlightradio@yahoo.com or on my website. Either one, I'll get the message and I can respond to your questions or comments. So as we close out on this show, you know, women are definitely attracted to what I call the bad boys, you know, the thugs, the player types of dudes. Women are attracted to those guys, I'm not going to lie, because they are fun, because they are exciting. Because if you had a choice between like a Steve Urkel dude and, you know, his other character he used to have, Stefan, which one would you choose? I mean, come on now, really? That's like a no-brainer. So if you want to be, you know, get the woman, you got to be the Stefan dude. And you don't put so much stock on saying, well, now I'm a nice guy. Because what does that mean? Women don't know what that means. And like I said, a lot of guys hide under the cloak of saying, well, I'm a nice guy, when they're really not. So don't get angry that a woman doesn't believe you and wants you to prove it. Because like I said, you're going to be soon to be guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And more women, I think, need to do that. It's just a protective vehicle because of the fact that women are victimized in so many ways. Women are, you know, are smaller than men. They have less strength than men. And it's very easy for women to become a victim if they're not watching out for themselves and are overly trusting. So, you know, don't take it personally, guys. It's nothing against you. Because, you know, if it was your sister, your daughter, your, you know, your mother, your niece, you would want her to take those precautions herself. So don't take it personally and don't think anybody's talking about you because I don't know you. I don't know anybody who's listening to this show except the one who's the tech person. It's the only one here that I know. So that's one thing. And the last thing is to understand that as far as being tolerant and open, I think the more street types of dudes are like that. They tend to be much less judgmental about women. And a lot of women, young women find that as they go through the sexual exploration phase of their 20s, that to be a lot more freeing. Because they've left the judgmental environment of their youth and, you know, they're coming into their own as women and they're trying to find out about that side of themselves. You know, what do I like? What turns me on? What kind of man do I like? I mean, it's a total exploration phase. And these kinds of guys, I think, are so attractive to so many young women because of their openness, their tolerance, their attitude, like whatever you want to do, anything goes. They don't, you know, they're not sitting there in judgment of women based on their sexuality or really any much of anything. So it's a very freeing type of relationship for most young women. And I think that as a woman matures, it's kind of a rite of passage. It's something that, you know, we all went through. Even if the guy wasn't a super thug, he was still someone that, you know, was less desirable than our parents might have picked for us. So he's still on the other side of the line. You see what I mean? He's just for how far over the line is the question. But he's still on the other side of the line, and he is a walk on the wild side for that girl, for whatever level of wildness she can tolerate. And it's just something that I think happens. That's, you know, that's part of the role that part of the growing up process for women. And when young women get about, you know, 28, 29 years old at the latest, those behaviors tend to have been, you know, put behind them, and they move on to know what kind of man they really need, what kind of man they really want, and then they go and they look for him. And then the relationship's fine. It works out because she knows who she is as a woman. She gets with a man who knows who he is as a man, and it should all work out. And I think, you know, there's a place in our lives for the thugs. There definitely is. But like I said, the key two things, you don't fall in love. You keep boundaries up as far as where you keep bring them in your life. You don't mix apples and oranges. You don't start thinking he's going to go to church with you and all this old stuff. Not going to happen. So realize what you got. Keep him in, you know, in his position in your life. And then that's fine. And then the number three thing, don't have a baby. No children. No babies. Okay? So you do them three things and you should be all right. So, anyway, so you guys, thanks for sitting in with me. I've had a great hour with you today. And in 2 weeks, we'll be back at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And we'll be talking about emotional abuse, giving you some information on that and how you can watch out for a guy who has the potential to be an emotional abuser and what you can do about it to counter the emotional and mental trauma that you may experience from that kind of relationship, because they can be really, really, really harmful. Here. Yeah.